Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Good to see you again, Mike.
Good to see you again, Ian.
And last week you left us with a challenge. Why don't you clear things up?
I said, start with the name of our very special guest, Trey Graham. And I said, change one letter of his name to a T and rearrange the result to spell a two-word slang term for something inside your head. What is the term?
And what is the term?
Well, if you change the H in his name to a T, you can spell gray matter.
Aha.
Well, Ian, it's summer, and the hottest part of the season is often called the dog days. The term comes from the Romans' belief that when Sirius, the dog star, appeared in the sky at sunrise, it caused the oppressive heat. So we'll do a few shows inspired by the dog days of summer, starting with this week's quiz, in which each correct answer is a famous person whose first name starts with D-O and whose last name starts with G. First up, an 1890 novel by Oscar Wilde tells the story of a man who wishes he could sell his soul so that a painting of him would age rather than he. Who is the title character of this book?
That's Dorian Gray.
That is. That was the only novel that Oscar Wilde wrote, and before it was published, 500 words were unknowingly censored by the editors.
And have they come back?
I don't believe so. I think they're on the 18 and a half minutes of that Watergate tape.
They're on a wall somewhere aging.
That's right. Currently 10th on the list of the most performed operas worldwide, what Mozart work is based on the legend of a man who devotes his life to seducing women and ends with his death after he fails to repent for his actions?
I will guess that it's Don Giovanni.
That is Don Giovanni, based on the legend of Don Juan. Likely named after the author's niece, what literary orphan was created by L. Frank Baum and has been portrayed by, among others, Judy Garland and Diana Ross?
Well, it's Dorothy, but I don't think I know Dorothy's last name.
Yeah, that's probably the hard part of this question. Her last name is Gale, G-A-L-E.
Huh, like a gale force wind?
Yeah. As a bonus fact, in 1971, there was an animated film called Journey Back to Oz, and Dorothy was voiced by Judy Garland's daughter, Liza Minnelli.
Huh.
From 1959 to 1963, a sitcom chronicled the many loves of what teenager, whose aspirations to be popular were supported by his beatnik friend, Maynard G. Krebs.
I'm never going to get this.
No.
I don't know.
His name is Dobie Gillis. Dobie Gillis. The many loves of Dobie Gillis. And his beatnik friend Maynard G. Krebs was played by the man who played Gilligan later on, Bob Denver.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And finally, by what familiar name do we know the New York Mets pitcher who, in 1984, was the youngest player to appear in a Major League All-Star game and in 1985 became the youngest winner of the Cy Young Award?
But in 1996, pitched his no-hitter for the Yankees, Doc Gooden.
Doc Gooden, yes. Dwight Gooden is correct. Well, doggone it, Ian went 4 for 5 this week. Let us know how well you did and write to us, quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can bark up the right tree at wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's quiz, some extra credit, or this weekly challenge.
Start with the name Dorothy Gale, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y-G-A-L-E. Change one letter to an F, and you can rearrange the result to spell a three-word phrase, 5 letters in the first word, 2 in the second, 4 in the third, that names something a good person is said to have. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back in these same seats this time next week.
We will see you then.